little GNR for the boys and girls. I just told you I saw them last week in Columbus, and boy, was that show spectacular. I'll tell you a little bit about that. It was just great, but before I do so, I'm going to tell you, Guns N' Roses, I don't know if this is their tour or what it is. No, it's just this version of their song in this segment. Brought to you by Matt Mertz Plumbing. Count on a name you can trust. You can reach them 412-367-0815. And you got to love it. GNR gets me fired up. I just wanted to start singing the song. But occasionally, if you let it play too long, Axel, he drops a colorful word or two that wouldn't be accepted on our airways. But let's tell you a little bit about that show quick. It was really intriguing because I saw them in 91 when they came through with Metallica. They were at Three River Stadium, and that show was a blast. They played it with Faith No More opening. I was like a sophomore in high school. I went with some older people. They had me go and hang out with them before the show. I'm ready to go. I want to see Faith No More, Metallica, and Guns. Well, when these folks were done, and there were things that we won't get into that probably would get us in legal trouble because I wasn't as of age at age 21, but we had had a couple of nips. By the time we got to Three Rivers, it was pouring down rain. Metallica was half done, but we waited for Guns N' Roses to take the stage, and boy, it was outstanding back then. Saw them again at Heinz when they reunited back in 2016. Great job by them there. And when you really see this band at the top of their game, at the age that they are, that's where they were when I saw them in Columbus last week. They went through 28 songs, 3 hours. It went on and on and on. A couple of cool cover songs I wanted to mention. People know that the guys in Guns went on and performed in another group called Velvet Revolver. Well, that was with Scott Weiland. He was their singer. He is no longer with us. God rest his soul. But Axl Rose sang Slither with the boys. They did the Velvet Revolver tune, so that was pretty cool. Duff, of course, he always does an Iggy and the Stooges song. Sometimes he does some other stuff. He did a Misfits song back in 1991. I think it was Where Eagles Dare. This time around, I Want to Be Your Dog by Iggy and the Stooges, so that was fun. And then, last but not least, you're surprised when you hear something you're not anticipating at all. And I did look at the set list ahead of time, and I'm like, how's this going to go? They played Wichita Lineman by Glenn Campbell. And this is an acoustic-type song. It's kind of like one of these 60s, 70s, just singer-songwriter-type ditties. Well, the Guns guys destroyed it, blew it out of the park, did a great job. It was one of the best shows I've seen in a long time. And I haven't seen many in a long time, thanks to the way the last year and a half has gone. So to see Guns go out and put on that kind of performance, it was a blast. I do want to ask you, though, we haven't had anybody check in with us just yet. 412-333-WXDX, what is the coolest cover song that you weren't anticipating that maybe a live band put out and ended up playing? Because it just takes you off guard. You're not really ready for something like Glenn Campbell to be covered by Guns N' Roses. So that was fun. Should mention, I'd be remiss if I did not, in talking about that particular show, Eddie Van Halen's kid, and I know the super genius himself saw this show a handful of times during this tour, and I don't know that he was blown away by Wolfgang Van Halen. Personally, I thought he was great live, just because I listened to his album a little bit since he released it. People say he's trying to ride his father's coattails and all this kind of thing. I don't know that that's the case. He's got his own thing going on. He put out a record. He played every instrument on the record himself, pretty much wrote all the songs himself. And I will say, when he played them live, they were better than the album. And I know that tends to be the case with a lot of live music. But Wolfgang did a really superb job. And I also got to give him some props because, first of all, you can see the training he received from the old man, because Eddie taught him how to finger pick and tap. Not a lot of players can do that. And they had a camera right on Wolfgang's hands. You could see him doing all of that. It was really cool to see. And, of course, the other night, I told you about my Twitter, @Brian_Metzer. This was one of the cooler things that happened of the week. First, you see him perform with Guns N' Roses. Well, people were giving this kid a tough time, like they tend to do on social media, and he interacts with them. He's very much like Mark Madden in that way. He takes on all comers when people criticize or come at him. Wolfgang feels the need to retweet them and publicize it. So yes, maybe your fans attack, but at the same time, you're kind of giving credit to a troll, but neither here nor there. People were ripping on poor Wolfgang the other night about a video he put up of his cat. He was just saying he can't wait to get back off the tour and spend some time with his cat, and he's like, I can't wait to snuggle with this guy when I get home. Well, people were like, oh, your cat looks stupid. Your cat looks like you shaved it. All this kind of stuff. It's so ridiculous. So I tweeted him, at @Brian_Metzer, and I said, hey, I appreciated your cat video. It humanized you. Can't wait to see the snugs. And I said, by the way, here's ours, Anitha Christie. And I sent him a pic. He writes back, thanks, brother. She is adorable. So I got to praise him. I got to give him some props. He said, my cat is adorable. And I know that kind of takes me down a notch. You're probably like, Matt, we thought you were this hard guy, blah, 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 big metal guy. Well, I like Wolfgang Van Halen, Mammoth WVH, and his love of his feline companion, because that was kind of a neat thing. And as I said, it humanized him. It just shows you that he's a person. A lot of times you don't get to see that with celebrities and heroes. But that tour, I believe, is set to come to an end very soon. They were in North Carolina this week as well. But if you can catch a show on that tour before it's over, please do so. I'm sure they are going to tour in the future. But GNR, top of their game, three-hour show, played Don't Cry, which is now a staple of their set list as well. And I think you'll really enjoy it. If you like Guns N' Roses, you like what they bring to the table, Axl / Duff, isn't it wonderful they've reunited? Best shape of their careers. It's almost Lemieux-esque. You know, we used to do that every year in training camp. Mario's in the greatest shape of his career coming into the next season. These guys are also in the greatest shape of their career, ready for anything, and it's a lot of fun. While we're doing like kind of a little bit of a musical segment, I did want to throw out, too, you might know, and I know this is also another favorite of the Super Genius, but me, I've been following this band since 2012, Ghost. And you know they changed their name from Ghost to Ghost BC at one point. They've gone back to just straight Ghost. Papa Emeritus 4 has debuted. And along with that, you have a new song from the band, their first new song in 2 years, Hunting Moon. It's going to be on the Halloween Kills soundtrack. And boy, it just took the world by storm over the last week because they went to a live stream on their YouTube. But they had it just on with these clips, these haunting clips of somebody's face being pushed into water and somebody, you know, looking in a mirror. And then a shot of what looked to be Cardinal Copia, which was the prior incarnation before Papa 4. And from there, it was clips, you find out, of this new song's video as they were getting ready to unleash it on the world. It dropped at midnight the other night on all of the social media platforms and everywhere else, and probably can get it on anything that you get your music from. So enjoy the tune. Let me know what you think of that if you listen to it. You can hit me on Twitter at @Brian_Metzer, 412-333-WXDX. I think that you will enjoy the song if you haven't listened to it yet. So get out there, check that out. But that was another cool musical thing that happened. And last but not least, don't forget the Rolling Stones at Heinz Field Monday night. I told you the Mick Jagger story earlier in the day. They will be at Heinz Field, and we gave a pair of tickets away earlier. So whoever got those, enjoy them. Hope to see you down there at Heinz Field enjoying the show. Goose stepping around, or whatever they call Mick Jagger's walk. He runs. This guy is about 7 pounds at this point in his career because of the way he moves around the stage. And it's a lot of fun to watch them. Unfortunately, Charlie Watts was not going to be there. He'd already announced he wasn't going to perform and since has passed away, so they're using another drummer. But you still got Mick and Keith, etc. It's going to be a fun night there. So that does it for our little bit of music talk. Hope you didn't mind it. Got to throw that out. Wanted to give you the Guns N' Roses review, give you the Mammoth review, and tell you about the Ghost song. Tons more on tap here. We'll talk some Penguins in the next segment. And then, of course, get your paper and your pens and your betting apps, your Bet Rivers app, of course, if we're going to talk betting. Get ready for Mr. Friday Afternoon, who's going to give you his picks as he does each and every week. I'm Brian Metzer. I'm live at the Rivers Casino. I'm at Bet in the Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Still time to get down here and say hello to me in person. Maybe we'll have a drink together. Maybe we'll just give a fist bump, something like that. It'll be fun. But stay tuned. Lots more on tap, as I said, Mr. Friday Afternoon in just a little while. So get ready for wagering. Brian Metzer in for the Super Genius right here on 105.9 The X.
From the Century 3 Chevrolet Traffic Center.
Heads up in Pittsburgh, Bedford Avenue is closed between Peach Way and Manila Street. That for police activity.
There, my friend, that's asking for trouble.
The X at 105.9.
Brian Metzer in for Mark Madden today. Big shoes to fill when the Super Genius steps away, but I am live at the Rivers Casino, the Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Awesome. You heard us talking about that a little bit earlier. Screens everywhere, sports everywhere, people everywhere. machines clacking and clattering and winners all around. So come down here, get yourself part of the action. Want to get into a little bit of Penguins talk just in this segment before we get on to a little bit more football picking later with Mr. Friday Afternoon. We talked over a lot of this earlier, but I still didn't get through everything I wanted to hit. So here we go. I mentioned it with Yoey. Where do you think Danton Heinen fits in? I mentioned his rookie year back with the Boston Bruins when he broke into the league. That season, he threw up 47 points and 16 goals, took the league by storm a little bit because people are like, Danton Heinen, you know, who's this guy? Well, he dipped the next season to 34 points and 11 goals. Part of this whole thing, in his view, was the fact that he said he wasn't shooting the puck enough as his career went on, because his points have dropped in each season after that as well. Went from the Boston Bruins over to the Anaheim Ducks. Didn't have a great showing there. He had some ups and downs with that team, and he just kind of struggled a little bit. So he has said during his short time here in Pittsburgh, he thinks a lot of this is going to really come down to shooting the puck a little bit more, trusting his shot. And to that point, when you look back at that rookie year, when he put up all of the numbers that I just mentioned, he had 135 shots on goal that season, and he shot at an 11.8 shooting percentage. It's pretty effective. If you're going to score on 11, almost 12% of your shots, you're going to get rewarded a lot more times than not, and that's the way it worked for him. The shooting percentage is kind of at leveled out, and we see this a lot of times whenever guys kind of blow up and make themselves into a little bit more of a household name. It's because they have a high shooting percentage, and then everyone says, well, what happened to it? Well, you've leveled off a little. You're not scoring at such a high rate because you're either not taking high percentage shots, you're maybe facing more stout defense because you're not now a bottom six guy, you've moved up the lineup, that kind of thing. You're just running into the top defenseman from another team, maybe the top line center's shutting you down a little bit better. So a number of variables play into that. I think if I'm not looking for a 12% shooting percentage from him this year, but if he can at least get back to that level of putting 135 shots on goal, no matter where he is in the lineup, that's going to work well for him. Because if he is in a grinding role, if he's playing, you know, in a bottom six situation, a lot of those guys crash the net. They're working hard in the corner. So if he just throws a puck to that area, he's probably going to end up getting rewarded for it with one of those players taking care of business, maybe banging in a rebound, getting him an assist, maybe producing a rebound for him the other way as they just throw pucks all around that area. So that's going to be interesting to see. But the fact that he has that upside of having produced near a 50-point season, near a 20-goal season, I think that's something that could work well while you are down a Sidney Crosby, down an Evgeny Malkin. And sadly, you might as well just say right now, another injury is sure to pop up because this is the Pittsburgh Penguins we're talking about. They always end up having these injury scenarios. They seemingly get through them better than anybody could have anticipated. But to that point, this could be a guy that would help you get to what I talked about early in the show, playing a more system approach, making smart decisions, but at the same time, throwing pucks to the net, getting rewarded on simple plays, you know, crash and bang, just throw it to that area, follow your shot, get your own rebound, that kind of thing. And I think Heinen brings some of that to the table. So I'm looking forward to what he is going to be able to do here in Pittsburgh. Now, if that ends up being on a third line with Teddy Bluger and Brock McGinn, because that's where he's been employed recently since Zach Aston-Reese has been on the COVID list. So this is a big opportunity for a player like that who hasn't fallen out of favor in the National Hockey League, but at the same time as a guy that, you know, you don't succeed here, your numbers continue to trend in the other direction. I think it was like 9 points last year in 38. No, that's Zucker's numbers, 9 goals in 38 games, threw myself off. But generally, Heinen is a guy that, you know, you don't start to produce and making a name for yourself back again, it could turn against you. Other GMs won't want to bring you in. Maybe you become a minor league player, and that's something he's not going to want, the way he took the league by storm. I mean, this is a guy that is capable of a lot more than we've probably seen to this point in his career. Quickly, before we jump out of this to get to our next segment, because I know you're all anxious for Mr. Friday Afternoon, wanted to quickly tell you what the line combos could be moving into into the regular season. Gensel and Russ look like they'll flank Jeff Carter. Evan Rodriguez, at this point, was on the second line as of yesterday. It was Radim Zahorna previously, but he's with Zucker and Kapanen. You already know our thoughts on those two wingers. Bluger with McGinn and Heinen until Czar gets back. Brian Boyle, who really could be a big body and help this team in a grinding bottom six role, getting a chance in the PTO. He was with Dominic Simone and or Anthony Angelo and Drew O'Connor. So that trio of wings will flank somebody like him. And it's going to be really wild to watch how that shakes out with Radim Zahorna being the wild card in the situation. So keep your eye on it. Preseason tonight, Penguins will have the game against the Buffalo Sabres on the road. It will be available for you on 105.9 The X at the drop of the puck, 7 p.m. tonight. When we come back, we are going to have Mr. Friday Afternoon. 1-2 last week in his picks. We'll see how he does this time around, and I'm looking forward to talking with him. Brian Metzer in for Mark Madden on your home of the Pens and the best sports talk in Pittsburgh, 105.9 The X.
Our 2021 iHeartRadio Music Festival, the ultimate once-in-a-lifetime music event, is coming to the CW.
This is amazing.
The big...
Always great to hear from the lady callers.
The X at 105.9.
I don't know about you, but I feel like dancing. I'm at the Rivers Casino on the North Shore of Pittsburgh at the Rivers or the Bet Rivers Sportsbook. It's Brian Metzer. I'm in for the super genius, Mark Madden. And what better place to do a betting segment? And we're pleased to be joined by Mr. Friday Afternoon himself. I've listened to this man on the airways of Pittsburgh for many years. He went 1-2 last week, his only win being the daily double again. He is now 7-4 on the year. And we'll leave it out for one moment, but certain ones are going to count as two. Mr. Friday Afternoon, thank you, my friend. It is great to catch up with you.
Where's Madden at?
Well, I had some guys grab him when he was leaving his house the other day and throw him in the trunk of a car, and then I set it up with the radio station to allow me to come in and take over his show for a day. I hope that's all right with you.
Oh, that's fine, because he's been giving out my address and my phone number to people that have been following my picks, and insinuating that something would happen to me if I didn't win the games.
That's a dangerous spot to be in. He's giving out your personal details like that. That's not a very nice way to treat someone who comes on and does some work for you.
What's your name?
I am Brian Metzer. I'm from the Penguins Radio Network. So I do a lot of work with hockey in town, but I've been given this great opportunity to talk some football picks with you.
Okay, well, Meltzer, let's go over some of the picks.
Hey, don't. Metzer.
Okay, that's okay, Meltzer. So let's reiterate that last week I lost the Steelers game, and I think that was my luck, but I did win the daily double.
Those count as two now, don't they?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And I've won 2 weeks in a row. I've won the daily double. So hopefully this week I'll win the daily double too.
Word on the street I've been calling you MFA in our conversations here, but word on the street, MFA, is that if you get it wrong, you lose two as well on the daily double.
Well, yeah, that's been the rules that are set by the protocols of the daily double. Let's do this. Let's get to the picks.
I was going to say,
we're going to start off with the Steelers game, and I've actually got 1-2 on Steelers games this year, but But for some reason, I don't know why, we're going to go back to the well with Pittsburgh again. They lost two straight weeks on the road, at home. They won. I think Buffalo is better than Green Bay. Okay. Week one, Pittsburgh went into Buffalo as a 7-point underdog. Won the game outright. Okay. They're on the road again in a similar situation, getting 6.5. I don't think I'm ready to write a team that 3 weeks ago beat Buffalo on the road, write them off, as they're not going to be competitive enough to stay within a touchdown against another team right now, especially after their poor performance last week. I'm going to take Pittsburgh plus 6.5 against Green Bay.
I like it. That was a bold pick by you, my
friend. Well, you like it?
I'm gonna go with it. I'm gonna probably
put
some money on it.
I don't know if my contract stipulates whether or not you're supposed to like the picks being that you're the backup.
Well, so would you advise me to put some money on your selection before I leave the Rivers Casino today?
On the Pittsburgh game?
Yes.
We'll talk about that when I'm done with the contest. We'll wait till after I do the daily double.
All right. Well, before we get to the daily double, my friend, what is your lock of the week?
What'd you say?
I said, what is your lock of the week before we get on to the Daily Double?
Let's do the lock of the week. Okay, the lock of the week this week, this is going to be a hold-your-nose play. I don't know why I'm doing this, but there's... We're going to take Houston plus 17.5 against Buffalo. 17.5 is a lot of points in the NFL. Buffalo's won two straight weeks by more than 20 points. That's usually a statistical anomaly in the NFL, and you're supposed to, like, there's supposed to be a regression to the mean the next week. I think it's, if a team's in that spot, ATS, they don't cover, like, 60% of the time the next week. David Mills was the quarterback. Backup quarterback. He was on a short week last week against Carolina, only 2 days of practice. They've had extra practice time, and one positive sign for this David Mills, even though he didn't look that good, is he threw for 160 yards, but Brandon Cooks had 9 catches for 118 yards. And Brandon Cooks is like last year, if you follow fantasy football, was a very underrated wide receiver. Yes. He had like, I think it was like 15th in PPR, like rankings, like by the end of the year. But they can move the ball with this guy. And I just think that Buffalo is in a spot next week where they're playing at Kansas City, a team they lost to the playoffs next year. Definite look-ahead spot after two impressive blowout wins. This is just a statistical spot. You should take the underdog. And the fact they're getting 17.5 points, they could lose 33-20 or 34-20. You cover this game. You know, they could lose 34-17.
Yes.
And you cover this game. You know, they get blown out, you still cover.
It's a big number.
So I think, yeah, it's a big number. You have to take Houston here.
I don't want to offend you, but I like it. I like when there's a big number.
Are you ready for the Daily Double?
I am doubly ready.
Well, we're just going to go to the well again. I think Kansas City's 2-13 in the last 15 games against the spread. And they keep giving big numbers like this, like they're laying a touchdown on the road against a team that has a quarterback that can chew up yards in garbage time and keep it close. We're just going to keep betting. You just have to keep betting against Kansas City because the public still keeps betting them because I guess they're good fantasy players and stuff, but their defense stinks and they're laying 7 on the road. I don't, especially after the emotional way they lost last week. Yeah. You know, it's like, are you just going to keep it against them? I think this is a really good strong play for the Daily Double.
Well, you could be on to something. Each of their games have been pretty close this year. They haven't quite looked like the Chiefs. I know I have a couple of their players on fantasy teams that have been letting me down, and I'm talking Kelce and Tyreek Hill. So we will see if you are on to something here with your Daily Double that counts for two.
All right, can I talk to my fans?
I'll give you a moment to talk to your fans. That's something I know from listening. Mark, the super genius, he sometimes cuts you off. I'm going to give you a quick moment to talk to your fans. I think we can do that.
All right, let's talk to my fans, because my fans are big fans.
I've been told there's nobody on the line, but you're lucky because one of your fans is hosting the show today. I love Mr. Friday Afternoon.
All right, well, let's hope that we win the Daily Double.
Mr. Friday Afternoon, we'll see how you do. You know that Daily Double counts for two. Thank you for this, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you. Hopefully you'll be back next week. You're way better than Matt.
Well, I appreciate that. Those are strong words, and I appreciate them, my friend. Thank you for taking the time, Mr. Friday Afternoon. Let's do this again down the line. Thank you. Good luck this season.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Boy. Mr. Friday Afternoon coming in hot. I loved it. Can't say that I anticipated him telling me I'm better than the great Mark Madden, the super genius, but at least in one man's thinking, I am. And we will just rest our head gently on our pillows tonight with that thought in the back of our heads and just take it to the bank. You heard it from Mr. Friday Afternoon. And if you don't believe that, take his picks, though, because those are true. Those are something you should take to your local sports book, or if you're in Pittsburgh, come right here to Bet Rivers down here on the North Shore. Place your wager, win some money. Compliments of Mr. Friday Afternoon. And I got to say, I had some great guests on the show today. We caught up with Craig Wolfley. We caught up with Josh Yowie. We caught up with Tim Benz. But I got to give the gauntlet to Mr. Friday Afternoon. That was a thrill for me. After having listened to him and Mark banter for so many years, it was a lot of fun. So I enjoyed it. Hope you did. Hope you make some money with those picks. And If not, he'll be a loser. He'll find a way to lose with his daily double, and get two wins off the docket there. So good luck to him. Good luck to you if you take those picks. Now, with that said, I do find this is two times now we've heard some people. No, only one time, because Andre here at the Bet Rivers, he's not going with the Steelers. He said all the smart money, the quote-unquote smart money, went to the Green Bay Packers. But we've heard it right here, somebody taking the brave approach to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I told you earlier in the day, that could be the sleeper pick. That could be the thing that you think they're going to lose, but no, they find a way to get it done. They penetrate the offensive line of Green Bay. T.J. Watt has a couple of sacks. Maybe they get to Aaron Rodgers. He sees guys out of the corner of his eye doing some things and throws them off a little bit. And the next thing you know, the Steelers find a way to take a lead, maybe get a turnover, maybe score another touchdown, and find themselves late in the game with a chance to make it happen. So go win your money. It's a brave pick. We'll see how he does with it, and we will see how it all shakes out when he joins Mark next week for his weekly hit right here at the Rivers Casino, where I am today at the Bet Rivers Sportsbook, which I will mention one last time. I'm sure I'll mention it again before the end of the show, but great spot. I want to be down here on a Sunday watching all of the football games. I'm just right where I can see. There's two huge screens across the one side of this room, and there's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 screens just ahead of me. There's four more to my left, and there are countless others throughout. So this is unbelievable, and it's actually two-sided. Jacob, our engineer, just pointed out to me. It's two-sided, so there's 8 screens in front of us. Oh, it's 5. I counted wrong. The table zone threw me off. Yes, 10 screens. I don't want to shortchange the Rivers Casino because they have not shortchanged us. This has been an awesome time. And it's Brian Metzer from the Penguins Radio Network in for Mark Madden, taking care of business at the Rivers Casino on the North Shore. I got some friends came down. I got Jacob here. We got Tom back in the studio, giving him some props. And we have some more action coming your way. After the break, Brian Metzer in for Madden on your home of the Pens and the best sports talk in Pittsburgh, 105.9 The X.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on iHeartMedia Pittsburgh. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
The Pittsburgh Steelers off. They never have sex unless it's on video.
The X at 105.9.
Welcome back into the Mark Madden Show. Brian Metzer in for the Super Genius, ending the day here at Rivers Casino on the North Shore. I'm at the Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Of course, you know me from the Penguins Radio Network. It's been an absolute pleasure to be here at the Rivers Casino, filling in for the Super Genius himself. I had a blast here today, so hope we get another chance to do this down the line, because I really enjoyed my time here. Very hospitable. Guys take care of you. We got great interaction with everybody down here, and of course, we had some great guests, and I had a really good time talking with them all. Just to reset some of the topics we talked about earlier in the day, we went through what to anticipate whenever the Pittsburgh Steelers head into Green Bay for a big game with the Green Bay Packers. That's one that you just heard Mr. Friday afternoon. He's going with the Steelers. He thinks that's something they could pull off. I'll be curious to see if he's right. There's a lot of question marks in the game, but going back to what Craig Woofley told us way back in the 3 p.m. hour, he said he just wants them to keep the line, let those guys work through their kinks, get themselves in position to become better players in the long term. And as he said, you don't take a chance on letting a young lineman take advantage of an opportunity. You maybe stunt somebody's career. He talked about he got beat by Randy White as a rookie, and Terry Bradshaw, of all people, gets pasted into the turf. And guess what? He got to stay in the game. He got to continue to play, and he had himself a 12-year NFL career. So hopefully some of these guys on the Steelers' offensive line get that same opportunity to do so, because if not, you wasted draft picks, you brought in free agents that maybe didn't pan out, and it just hurts you. So you got to give them a chance to play. So that's step number one. Hopefully Ben Roethlisberger can get back to being Ben a little bit. He's got the pec injury. Not sure how he's going to fare with that going in against this defense in Green Bay. I think it's going to be fun to watch to see if he can get back to being himself and take care of business the way we know that he can, being the old gunslinger that I mentioned to Wolf with the GIF back in Denver in his second year, throwing touchdown pass after touchdown pass. I think they have the offense that's capable of doing that, so it's just a matter of him going out and getting it done. I think Najee Harris is potentially in for a nice day against that team. I've seen some teams be able to run on Green Bay a little bit, so we'll see if I'm right. Going into Penguins stuff, don't forget, they are going into Buffalo tonight. Preseason game number two. They lost to the Columbus Blue Jackets on Monday, 3-0. But they will go into this one against a team that's reeling a little bit themselves. I mentioned how Jack Eichel did not pass his physical, been stripped of his captaincy, not fit to play for the team. Trade still probably imminent. A lot of young guys in the lineup for both teams tonight. We'll see how guys like Drew O'Connor fare, how guys like Radim Zahorna fare, etc. I think that's going to be just certain players are what you're looking for in the preseason. I'm going to keep an eye on Louis Domingue, too. This is a guy that is looking to reset his career, the goaltender the Penguins brought in. I was surprised to see him say that his head wasn't in the right place the last couple of years. I mean, this is a guy that was playing at a fairly high level probably just 4 or 5 seasons ago. Not high level in that he's a starter, but high enough level to be a very, just capable backup that could come in and play some games for you. And this is his chance to reset his career. He'll probably start in Wilkes-Barre-Scranton, but if you have an injury to Jari or to Smith, he's a guy that has played in the National Hockey League. He's won games in the National Hockey League, and he's done so on some pretty decent hockey teams. So I want to see how he fares in his opportunity tonight. He is going to be with Casey DeSmith. There will be the goaltenders in that game. And, of course, we'll have that game for you on 105.9 The X. No pregame, no postgame, but the game broadcast itself will start at the drop of the puck, and you'll hear my colleagues from the Penguins Radio Network, Josh Getzoff and Phil Bork, handling all the action and handling the call tonight. They do such a wonderful job, even with the preseason, both so well prepared, take care of the listener, giving you all the little anecdotes, all the little behind-the-scenes stuff. And I know that Borky and Josh are really anxious to get back at it, and personally, I'm anxious to get back at it with them as well. Paul Steigerwald will have your intermission reports this evening, and they'll keep the seats warm until I get back with them at the start of the regular season. Looking forward to get back to that action because it's been a long time. I know the Penguins season ended right at the end of May. No hockey for them since that point, and now it's exciting to have it all back. And yes, there's question marks. Yes, there's things not going according to what we all anticipated. No Sid, no Gino. How are the new faces going to fare? How are they going to play without their leaders? How will Chris Letang shoulder the load with being the only remaining member of the star trio that handles everything for this team? So tonight is another step in answering some of those questions for us. And as I said, you can listen to all the action right here on our flagship station, 105.9 The X. So again, though, this has been a fun day. We had some fun guests. We had some fun conversation. Covered a lot of bases. Music, football, betting. Talked a little gambling in terms of what the Rivers Casino is seeing in their sports book with Andre Barnaby. That was a nice chat. And, of course, Mr. Friday Afternoon got you ready to go out and play some wagers and go into the NFL action this week. And I'm really thinking it's going to be a fun season, specifically with all the young players going on in the league. I know I got to enjoy that game last night with Joe Burrow and Lawrence going head-to-head with two young teams. And yeah, you know, it wouldn't be a Mets moment on the Madden show if we didn't get you some awesome music to end the show with. And that's my good buddy Glenn Danzig bringing you a little twist of Kane. Loving it. Let it play for one moment. Ah, it's beautiful. Want to thank Jacob here, our engineer on site, did a wonderful job. I enjoyed working with him. Thanks to Tom back in the studio. I'm going to send a shout out to my man Wayne Gretzky Anderson. He said he was listening in. So I appreciated that. You'll hear Wayne on that broadcast tonight. But thanks again to everybody here at the Rivers Casino, the Bet Rivers Sportsbook. I had a blast. Hope I can do this again. Of course, you're listening to the Mark Madden Show. It's Brian Metzer from the Penguins Radio Network. Find me on Twitter at Brian_Metzer, fromthepoint.com. Other outlets, I'm all over the place, but Twitter's the easiest place to find me right now. And I had a blast hanging out with you today at the Rivers Casino. Thanks for listening. This has been the Mark Madden Show on 105.9 The X.
WXDX FM, Pittsburgh's rock alternative, iHeartRadio station.